Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. What a beautiful spring day we're having here in the state of Minnesota. It is incredible, to say the least, what's going on in this state right now. Never seen it. I could probably talk to someone 75, 80 years old, and I would say, have you ever seen it this warm in the beginning of February? And I guarantee they'd say, absolutely not. Never, ever seen it. But I'll tell you what you will see, just as a reminder to those that haven't heard this. If you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, you'll understand perfectly. Chemtrails, geoengineering, in the congressional record. The mainstream media is exposing this now. Some states are now banning chemtrails. They're spraying chemicals down on the mass population of people throughout the United States of America. Go ahead and check me. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you to do that, no matter who it is. And also, when you get a moment, go ahead and read Jeremiah 11:9 as well. But again, it is fantastically beautiful here right now. Folks, I mean, you don't even have to wear a shirt outside. In Minnesota, never have ever seen this before. Pretty crazy stuff. It really truly is. Cool. Just wanted to get that off my chest because I'm actually enjoying it a little bit. It's like, if we're going to get snow, then Lord, give us snow. Okay. So we can have a little fun in the snow. If not, we're okay. We'll just go ahead and enjoy the springtime way early. That's cool too. But I wanted to kind of get to something because some people, I don't know if this is all they have to do with their time, is to keep going back and forth on my show and Tim's show and just it literally strain at the gnat and swallow the big camel. What are you talking about? Well, don't you dummies know that Judeo-Christian, it's an oxymoron? Don't you know that, Bradley? Here, let me just stop for a moment. Make distinction between the Torah, the Jewish people, and make distinction between the Pharisees and the Talmud. Number one, because Judeo means Jewish. And so do I need to go forward and say, was Jesus Jewish? Absolutely, he was born to a Jewish mother. And those that follow Christ are called Christians, right? Here, let me bring you over to Acts really quick. I want to go to Acts, okay? 11:26, and what does it say there? Let's just go there. It says, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled together with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. So Judeo-Christian, make distinction. It's like when you talk about the moral law, people get caught up in the fact that we're talking about ceremonial law. No, we're not. Christ fulfilled that. But Christ never abrogated the moral law. So what do? Just because they're told and they, by their hirelings, John 10:12, they go and parrot what they don't understand and then they create confusion. No, put it into context. Jesus didn't come to abrogate the law in any sense of the word. He came to make magnify the law. As a matter of fact, friends, if you know the gospel, you'll understand that the gospel is the vindication of the law. It establishes the law, which drives us to the cross, Galatians 3:24, working the death of sin in us, which is a work of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5, which in turn empowers Christians to be witnesses of the resurrection. But most people don't take the time to understand what Scripture says for themselves. So what they do is they go ahead and they nitpick. They bite the ankles of Tim and myself. Don't you guys know that Judeo-Christian is an oxymoron? Nope, I don't, because you're confusing the whole issue within itself. So pay attention before you stick both feet in your mouth. And I'm talking to the people that have one or two followers that want to go ahead and, when they get shut down, what they do is they come back, they establish a they establish another channel, and then they begin to attack me and Tim again. These are grown-up people. These are wicked ankle biters. These are wicked people that have nothing better to do with their time than to sit there and, as I said, strain at the gnat and swallow the big, big camel. And furthermore, if you really have something that you want to say to both me and or Tim, please give us a call. Hey, we're here to contend for the faith. Jude 3 and 4. Okay, that's what we're here for. And if you want to call in sincerity, you're going to get a sincere answer. If you want to be contentious, you're going to get a contentious answer. Okay? And if you want to be insincere, you're going to get a spiritual backhand. Okay, that's just how things go here. I don't know where people are getting off thinking that the overseers in the church are just supposed to sit there and take the beat down without responding. Absolutely not. I am not going to have any offense in my ministry, and that offense is towards God. And I am not going to bear the reproach of unrepentant people. In other words, I'm not going to find fault with my conduct only to excuse yours. Not going to happen here. Just want to make clear, okay? I know that American version of the gospel, which is not the gospel, Galatians 1:8. I know what you're used to. I know that you're used to those men. You walk over the top of their graves and you know it not. Why? Because they're dead in their sin. They're not born of the Spirit. I totally get it. I totally get it. But I also know those that take vengeance upon the sin that was placed on the cross of Christ. And that sin was mine, and if I'm sorry for it, I'm going to revenge all disobedience when my obedience is fulfilled. Okay? Amen. Cool. Just wanted to make sure we were on the same page. First segment here. If you want to go ahead and check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live and go ahead and subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in, please do. We would love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. Pro or con? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Acts 4:12. John 14:6. 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on. You get the point. Now, what I want to do, friends, is first explain to everybody the title of the show is People Are Suffering Because of What They Tolerate. And, you know, I see all these people in America today sitting there playing the victim because that's what they've been taught to do. They're underachievers. They have no idea what it's like to overcome, and yet, again, they call themselves Christians. It's a lack of Christianity, for the record. 1 John 2:4. Read it when you get a moment. And interestingly enough, I notice constantly people are just talking about how we're under attack and look what they're doing to us. And that's all true. And it's coming from their said representatives in the mainstream media. This is all true. Them using the law against the law. This is all true. But where is the silent majority that you all talk about? Where are those silent majority that are to stand up and actually deal with those that they allow themselves to be attacked by? I don't understand that. That's a whole lot of hypocrisy, isn't it? Yep. Matthew 23:23. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job. And his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about during the end of the last segment, people are suffering in America today because of what they tolerate. It's insanity. It really, truly is. And again, I've continuously thrown this out there for your candor, for you to make the decision. How do you show mercy to a people that don't help themselves? Ben Franklin said, listen, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. Have you paid attention? Have you been paying attention to what the wolves are in America? A bunch of effeminate pansies. And this is what the American people are succumbing to. Why? Because they love their sin more. And the end of sin is death. And by the way, that's Romans 6:23. Also read Numbers 32:23. Because your sin, America, is finding you out. Period. Okay? I want to show you another reason that Americans are suffering, and this is the major reason. First, it starts in the church. We understand that because judgment begins there, and it's already there, friends. The majority of what you have in the pulpits in America today are not spiritually born. John 3:6, make distinction between the flesh and the spirit. They are not born of the spirit, okay? They're self-willed, and there's no such thing as free will, okay? 1-866-582-9933. Either you're born of the Spirit of God or you're not. There's nothing you can do about it. It's between you and the Lord and the Holy Ghost, who brings about the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Okay? To work repentance in you, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Read it when you get a moment. Let me go to the government. What you're seeing in California right now is what? You see Gavin Newsom using the law against the law. This is what communists do. They use the law against the law. Or what they do is they lower the law whereby men might perceive their own guilt. So what they do is they take a group of people, namely criminals, they show them what they call mercy, right? And mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the just and the innocent. But what they do is they just say, like, for example, Gavin Newsom came up with a great idea. He said, let's go ahead and make it where people in California understand that it's not a crime to steal unless they steal more than, ready for this, $951 worth of products. This is the said representative in that particular state. Just one scenario amongst thousands of them across the country. What they do is they remove the law. They encourage the crime. And then once the crime is committed, the people at large, instead of holding his feet to the fire, Gavin Newsom's, to uphold the law that he swore he would uphold when he put his hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that that's what he would do concerning his oath. Read Numbers 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. What he does is he just removes the law. Then when the crime flourishes and the criminals breed, what do? The people, instead of dealing with Gavin, they call the government and they say, we need you guys to do something. Wait a second. That's the problem that you're having in the country in the first place. You're complaining about man's 10,000 commandments, but you don't realize that that is what's going on in your country because you fail to enforce God's 10 commandments. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. This is in California. What they have now is they have people just walking into stores. They bomb, steal. They go to jewelry stores and malls. They just break into these stores. They break the glass. They steal the jewelry. They run out. Or now what they're doing, friends, is they just go into California stores, like the one I'm going to show you right now. And what they do is they just go ahead and steal at will. They go ahead and just take whatever they want to take. And look at this security guard right here doing absolutely nothing about them stealing. Okay? Soft judges produce hardened criminals, and this is exactly why you have crime running rampant. Why? Because the people don't enforce the law. Common sense, right? Look at these guys going into a liquor store and stealing as much liquor as they can possibly steal. Why? Because Gavin Newsom encouraged them to do so. Okay? I'm not making this up. You're watching it on the video. And guess what? According to their new law, which is not law, it's an abomination. And I want to tell you this too, friends. When you hear the word abomination in Scripture, when you justify the wicked and condemn the righteous, you are dealing with an abominable people. And when you hear that word abomination, you better understand the suffrage that you're going to put yourself under if you don't obey the law in keeping his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and establishing righteousness and peace, Isaiah 51, verse 4. This is what's going to happen. Oh, Gavin Newsom's also the same guy, friends, that released tens of thousands of felons. Tens of thousands of felons from the prison system in California back into the population. These are also the same people that are simultaneously trying to disarm you. But again, Gavin Newsom is a reflection of the people of California, just like Tim Walz is a reflection of what people in Minnesota will tolerate. Same thing in Ohio, same thing on the West Coast, same thing on the East Coast, same thing in Texas. Okay? This is why people are suffering, because, again, of what they are tolerating. Quit blaming others for what you tolerate, period. I wanted to show you this, too, and speaking of Proverbs 17:15, matter of fact, I'm going to go there really quick because I want you to read it and hear it for yourself. If you're online, you can go ahead and pull it up for yourself, or I can do it for you. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord. Now, I want you to contemplate this again. Just go to back to January 6th. January 6th was where they call it the day of resurrection, or I'm sorry, insurrection. This is back in 2021, January 6th, where they were allured, the people were. They were then led, they were then entrapped, and then they were accused of crimes that the federal government paid provocateurs that were bussed in to commit, only to blame the patriots for the crimes that they were guilty of committing. You know it, and so did the majority of the American people. Easy, hands down. And yet they're still in jail, aren't they? Okay, well, I want to show you this because this is brand new. And I got to tell you, folks, when I went to the video, I did not expect to see what I seen. It was all blurred out, but it was the point that they showed the act. Okay? Did you know that now the Capitol Police won't bring charges after two men recorded themselves having sex in Senate office building? I think they just told you exactly who's at the helm. Okay, now you have the abominable being placed into government positions to do what? To assail the innocent. And who are the innocent? Well, at this point in the game, friends, I can't say that the people in this country are innocent any longer. The Bible would call them accomplices to the crime, and accomplices to the crime are those that tolerate the crime and do nothing about the criminals. That's what's going on. Read Amos 5:15 when you get a moment. That will help put things into perspective for you really quick. Also wanted to let you know, too, friends, the reason, and I brought this up before and I want to bring it up again, but I do want you to contemplate this. So many people in the country complain about what the bad guys are doing in government and how they're just, you know, given a free hand to do whatever they want to do. Yeah, I totally get it. But how much worse are those that are sold as the good guys to the American people that do nothing but sit there and watch them do it? Now, I do want to say this. This is what happens when you fail to deal with criminals, but I also want to remind you that Matt Gaetz's buddy is sitting in prison right now for sex trafficking. Okay, Matt Gaetz is the one that's being sold to the American people as a people's freedom fighter. Okay, and the fact of the matter is he's not a freedom fighter. The fact of the matter is Matt Gaetz is nothing short of an extorted pervert is what he is. It's interesting to note that, listen to the headline, Patriot Edition broadcasted this, sex nightmare, Trump ally targeted by relentless Democrats. Well, guess what, friends? There is no such thing as Democrats. The fact of the matter is, if these guys, if they were really good guys, there wouldn't be any Democrats, nor would there be anything called a left now, would there? I've gone over this a million and a half times. But I want to make clear, friends, that you all understand, again, this is nothing short of pro wrestling. Matt Gaetz is extorted. Matt Gaetz's buddy's in jail right now for sex trafficking, and for some reason or another, Matt Gaetz gets out of it squeaky free, at least temporarily. He's going to have to live with the fact that those that are controlling him, called handlers, they dictate everything he does. They extort him at every move, and if he doesn't do it, then they'll out them. Okay, remember Eric Adams a couple months ago in New York? Yep. They want to go ahead and test their steel. The powers that are tolerated, that are extorting them, friends. And by the way, Matt Gaetz and Eric Adams, they are not innocent of the crime. The fact of the matter is they put themselves in the position where they're going to live in a self-condemned manner for the rest of their days. And they did it all on their own. Just like the guys that told you that they went to the moon. They're going to die with that lie. And people forget that Proverbs 19:9 comes to my aid right now. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. So with that said, let's go to the next one. What about all these illegals coming into America? Over the last couple days, I've been highlighting what's happening with the illegals. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that the illegals jumped a couple of our police officers in New York City. And I told you that these crimes were going to come in with the illegals because when they cross over the border illegally, they're going to commit the crimes of a criminal. And that's exactly what they're doing. Okay, keep that in your ear for just a moment. We're going to take a hard break. We're going to come right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. TSA News Update. After a Boeing 737 MAX door blew off early into a flight earlier this month, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX 9 fleet was grounded pending investigations. 12 suspects were arrested by federal law enforcement officials in a major international drug bust dubbed Operation Dead Hand. United States Attorney Martin Estrada providing details about how the fugitives were able to smuggle drugs through the U.S. and Canada.
Underscores that drug trafficking is a global problem, not a local one.
The bust was carried out through a joint operation by the FBI, Los Angeles Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I've been on the phone today with some of our said representatives in the state of Minnesota. I'm going to let you in on that conversation in just a moment. Just got off the phone just a couple seconds ago, and again, I'll let you in on that conversation in just a moment here. Wanted to continue on. I was just highlighting the fact that in the Capitol, they're not going to prosecute two men having sex on the Senate in the Senate office building. Okay. Two-man sodomy is a felony in this country. Then I highlighted the fact that allegedly Matt Gaetz, his buddy's in jail right now for sex trafficking. Somehow or another, Matt Gaetz got out of that squeaky clean, and he was promoted to the people as the people's freedom fighter. Okay? I mean, what a way to live your life, man. He's going to live his whole life self-condemned. Hiding a lie as he does what his handlers, the devils, tell him what to do. John 8:32. Sorry, not John 8:32. John 10:10. That's who they work for, folks, and you need to understand. And it'll catch up to them, too. I also wanted to let you know, look at this. The People's Voice. The said Democrats to appoint convicted pedophiles to oversee sex offendery or offenders registry. Again, I'm not making this up. But this goes back, again, to what I've said 15 times. This is what history is going to look like if we don't learn it. When I pass, however that happens, people are going to go back and they're going to say, do you remember when that dude over the last 20 years was telling us things? And at the beginning, we thought the guy was losing his marbles. We had seen none of that stuff on the horizon. And then slowly but surely, it was like the sun rising. The things that Bradley was being led to talk about, Romans 8:14, all of a sudden became manifest, and we began to see it upon the horizon. And we didn't take heed to that voice, and because of that, we have been judged fully, and now we don't have a voice or an opportunity to right the wrongs. That's going to be your history if you don't learn from your history, Americans. Okay? But what I do want to say is I want you to understand this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. I've told you this before. Scott Lively wrote a book called The Pink Swastika. We've had him on the show before. They use the sodomites and they appoint them in positions to rule over other people. So what do they do that for? Because they know that they'll do it. Okay? This is what you call an abomination. Read 1 Kings 13:33. It's exactly what's in play. Nobody is by the way, I want to make clear, nobody is exempt from the judgment that I'm talking about. Nope. Remember Nebuchadnezzar? Remember Nebuchadnezzar? My servant the Lord called Nebuchadnezzar. But Nebuchadnezzar was used to bring judgment upon his own people. But also keep in mind, it fell back upon him. Much worse. Okay? But this is what's happening right now. Your said representative government are appointing convicted pedophiles to oversee sex offender registry. Now, I know a lot of people aren't putting up with it. I do want to make clear that. I understand that completely and wholly. Now, I was also talking about during the end of the last segment, friends, concerning what's going on the border. This illegal invasion that's taking place with the full support of a treasonous administration. And again, don't think for one moment Abbott and Biden are not working together. Look what they're doing. They're doing it together, friends. I don't care how they try to put on their little dog and pony show. It's exactly what's happening. Okay, Biden drops the border. Texas lieutenant governor and the governor, they import them. They don't deport them. Same thing DeSantis did. Okay, but I want you to see this, folks. This is dailycaller.com. Video appears to show migrants tucked away in hidden room under military guard at major U.S. airport. Why are the military, why are guys in the military guarding the truth? Why are they guarding illegals hidden in a room under military guard? Now I'm not throwing out there fictitious stories. No, there's video. I got video. I'm not going to sit here and watch it for the sake of time. But the fact of the matter is, your military, they're appointing men in the military as foxes in the chicken coop guarding the criminals. Illegal immigration is against the law. It's a federal offense. Now, with that, I want you to see this again because we're talking about the people that are suffering in this country are suffering because of what they tolerate. It's called taking responsibility, right? Look at this one. This guy's name is Doug Billings. He had said that he reported Democrats, I want you to pay attention to this, ex-post call for bombing citizens who support Texas against the Biden administration over immigration. So you have a fraction of people in the halls of government, and I want you to see a picture of him so you understand what's going on here. His name is Gene Wu. Somehow or another, he got in a position of government, and he said what we need to do is bomb those who support Texas against illegal immigration. Now, if that would have been anybody else saying something like that, they would have been raided by one of the alpha organizations illegally, but in this case, folks, calling for the bombing of people that support the law shows you who the lawless are. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, making distinction. Also, Ezekiel 44, 23. Read that when you get a moment. I mean, that is what the law teaches us, right? Right from wrong. Hello. Common sense comes into play. But again, if anybody else was to say this, and rightfully so, they were going to call for the bombing of American citizens who support Texas against illegal immigration. What do you think would have happened, friends? And while you sit there and whine and whimper about what they're doing and what they're getting away with, I'm curious. Why do you think he is getting away with what he's getting away with? Because he knows that you're not going to do anything lawfully about it. That's why. That's why he does what he does. Do you not understand? That's why you're suffering, America, is because you're suffering their abuse. And yes, it's illegal. Oh, it doesn't stop there. You also know that they're trying to disarm the American people. You already know this. As they arm themselves, as they walk to and fro with armed security detail, they want to disarm the American people, right? Well, American Military News just highlighted the fact that what they call the Democrats unveil a plan to ban the militia. Now, the mainstream media for a long time has been trying to demonize the militia. But if you go to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, you'll understand, Americans, that you and me are the militia. You and me, Americans, are the militia. We have a Second Amendment for the very things that we see on the horizon right now. By the way, if you look at George Mason, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4, 1788, he said, I ask, who are the militia? He said, they consist now of the whole of the people except a few public officers. Yeah, the public officers want to rule roost. A bunch of tyrants. They want the guns to rule the people. Right? June 8, 1789. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means will not be violated. A well-regulated militia composed of the people and the body of the people, trained to arms, is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Who said that? The father of the Constitution, James Madison. Of course. Oh my goodness. Here's another one. Richard Henry Lee, federal farmer number 18, January 25th, 1788. These are your founding forefathers. What did he say? A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms to preserve liberty. That's right. You want peace, then prepare for war. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms. Listen carefully. It is essential that the whole body of the people in America always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. I can go on. Folks, I do a whole show on this topic. But look what you're doing. Your apathy and tolerance is only encouraging these people to attempt to ban the militia. And the whole purpose of militia is what I just highlighted from our forefathers. It's truly incredible with the American people and what they're willing to suffer. I wanted to cover one more topic, and I believe then we're going to get over to the main topic for the last segment. But I wanted you to see this really quick, because we know that Gretchen Whitmer, she was not reelected by the people. The people that she put on her criminal administration, by the way, their reelection campaign was sold to the people in the state on a Ouija board, as if to suggest the people of that state voted them into office, which is the furthest thing from the truth. As I continuously highlight, and as so many across the country continuously highlight, there's massive voter fraud going on in this country. And now, I know most of the people in this country believe somehow or another that they can remain in office and go ahead and violate their oath at will for the next 2 to 4 years concerning their criminal tenures. You are incorrect. But that's what the conservatives of the day tell you, and they're good for nothing. Read Matthew 5:13. Okay, I want you to see this, because this is what they sell to the people. The polls always are neck and neck. They're always neck and neck, as if to suggest that Joe Biden was even a considerable option, a legitimate option by the American people. We know he wasn't, but yet for the last 4 years, the American people have tolerated him, just like Barack Obama, just like George W. Bush, just like Donald Trump, and just like anybody else that's sold to them as the lesser of two evils. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. But you guys know how it goes. It's the lesser of two evils, right? Neck and neck. Neck and neck. Going back to Michigan. New Michigan poll. Can I ask you something? Who told you about that poll? The mainstream media that 94% of you say you don't believe. They are the ones that are releasing these poll numbers. These are the ones that are creating these poll numbers to show you that the new Michigan poll shows Dem GOP candidates neck and neck for open Senate seat. Really, neck and neck. like anybody in their right mind would vote for someone that is going to go ahead and attack their God-given rights. They want you to believe, the mainstream media does, that there's people out there that are voting for those that are willing to go ahead and strip them of the freedoms that have been bought at such a high price. If you're that ignorant to believe that, then that's on you, not on me. But quit parroting what the mainstream media and their lies are promulgating, because there's no truth in them. Period. No truth in them. John 8:44. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about people suffering because of what they tolerate. That's the truth of the matter. I'm going to get to the main topic. I got Bob calling in from Texas. Haven't heard from you for a while, Bob. Hope things are going well with you, my friend. So what say you, and what is it that you're going to bring to the table? And one more point, can we make it really quick, please?
God willing, we will make it really quick. And
thank you.
Just love what you're doing. This is a chance to get some remedy on our ballot machines, our voting machines. And the idea is take a three-minute recording, and I've got like seven of them that I'm offering to people here in Smith County, to take to Smith County, sign up to speak. When it's your turn to speak, play that three-minute recording, and it's just, it can be very damning for, you know, machine voting. It just shows they're utterly bad. And the first one I started out with was from 2005, a guy named Stephen Spoon Amore, M-O-R-E, Spoon Amore. And, man, he's a credit card expert, and he says he would never trust a vote on a Yep. An electronic voting machine. So anyway, this is a way to get people off their duff and go to the commissioner's court with something that all they have to do is sign a sheet and play the video for 3 minutes or the recording.
Amen. Bob, I got a question for you before I let you go. Are you listening to us on a radio broadcast, or are you watching us on a live feed?
Yeah, I would love to get you on a radio broadcast here in Smith County.
Okay.
I'm always online.
Yep. Okay, because we are on 5 radio stations in your state alone. I was kind of hoping to actually bring confirmation and thinking that you were probably listening to us on the radio. But with that said, we'll go ahead and check it up next time. But I'm on 5 radio stations in your state. So thank you for the phone call. Let's get to this, folks. Again, thank you for the call, Bob. For the sake of it being the last segment, I want you to check this out. Listen to this. This was Ilhan Omar and what she retweeted yesterday. Okay, listen, Ilhan Omar from the state of Minnesota just retweeted this, what I'm going to read to you right now. There is power with numbers, breed like rats, speaking to other Muslims, and establish global dominance. This is what Ilhan Omar just retweeted. Inshallah, the 21st century will see the great rise of Islam. Glory be to Allah. This is what Representative Ilhan Omar retweeted last night. My message to Europeans that think that they are Americans, go back to your country. This land is Somalia now. Soon, Minnesota will be the first state to make Somali the official language. Again, does anybody understand treason? Oh, but here's the good news. Said Representative Tom Emmer called for her treasonous acts, which this isn't the first one. He called for her to resign. Do you see how this is working? Okay. You know, the other day when we were highlighting the fact that Somalian Ilhan Omar serving the interest of a foreign state while posing as a state representative, remember we played the video where she said it was her main concern that the people of Somalia were taken care of? That's the 5th District in the state of Minnesota. Isn't that interesting how much favor she has from the mainstream media? What are you talking about, Brad? Well, remember when I played this for you. Remember when she was saying all this stuff? Well, guess what? Here's the Star and Tribune, who has zero credibility. Even reprobates call the Star and Tribune the Red Star. They call it the Red Star. But look at this. This is how it works. This is the mainstream media. Again, look at this. Fact check. It's like Satan saying to Eve, hath God said? Snopes, by the way, you do know, that's a small operation, but you do know who pulls the strings, right? It's the CIA operation. You do know that the CNN fact checkers for Facebook and big tech companies used to work for Communist Network News, right? CNN. You do know that. Just want to make clear you all understand who's saying, hath the truth said, hath God said. Okay? Because here comes the mainstream media right behind what Ilhan Omar, not a representative from Minnesota, not a representative from the United States of America, but a representative of Somalian people that have colonized here who don't support her, so don't get them caught up into it, right? But look at this. Fact check what Rep. Ilhan Omar actually said in viral speech. How come nobody in the mainstream media ever goes to my defense? Why is it that they have to omit a minute from my radio shows, tape them together, and then sell it to the people as if to suggest I said something like that? How come when they write against me and about me relentlessly, how is it that they never call me and ask me what I think or what I actually have to say? Because the narrative is already written, Americans. Oh, I wanted you to check this out, too. Now, as the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, they call it the Red Star in Minnesota here, put a fact check saying what Rep. Ilhan Omar really said, I do want you to understand, look at this right here, by Faiza Muhammad. Who's going to her defense, friends? If they're not stacking government, the halls of government, with those that mean to conquer America, guess what they're doing? They're stacking them in the reporting rooms as well. They've got new useful idiots from Somalia now protecting their own as they're committing the acts of treason in America. The fact of the matter is, I don't care if they call me a hater or a bigot. That law stands in contrast condemning the very things that Ilhan Omar is doing in America. Do you remember yesterday when I played the video? Ilhan Omar repeatedly refers to Somalia leader as our president. This was just yesterday. You guys seen the video? You seen what she was saying? She's talking in Arabic. She's talking about our president of Somalia. Right? I'm curious, is this misspoken when she's saying it? Does this look like something that should be happening in the United States of America? Do you think a said representative, by the way, again, going back to the mainstream media, who called the likes of Ilhan Omar terrorists to the American people for 18 years, somehow or another is giving her a pass to talk about the Somalia president as the president of America? In other words, what she's saying is he's our president. Okay? They're calling America their homeland, and the rest of us, we need to leave. Okay, I'm not making this up. Americans, this is going to be on you before you know it. And when it happens, you're going to sit back and you're going to try to figure out what just hit you. You don't want to pay attention to the facts. You're going to suffer more abuse, and you're going to suffer more abuse. And I know what I'm doing right now is the Spirit of God pleading with the people to repent. And repentance and the fruit of repentance is in the doing. Faith without works is dead. Read James 2:14-26. The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Wow. This is insane what's going on here. 35 jihadi camps in America, and nobody's talked about it since 2009. Now the floodgates of the illegals are coming into America from the Middle East, not here as you see. From the Middle East, not here as you see, friends, but you will see when the floods overtake you. And if you look in this scripture, friends, namely the prophets, you're going to see how judgment commences. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. Folks, they're stacking the cards against you, and apparently the American people don't understand neither that Muslims were used as Adolf Hitler's mercenaries to kill off his political opposition. I know. It's all crazy. It's all nonsense right now. I know. Yeah, I know. See, and when people talk back against what I'm telling them right now, what do? They're the ones that don't learn from history. Ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless hands, paws, and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities and raised from the foundation, and only their name remaining, that many countries, which were once as the garden of God, are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. Such was and is as this day, the 1700s, the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of humankind. And if that's not true, why don't you look at the countries where they came from? There's nothing there. They're desolate. What are they doing here? They're mercenaries. Hey, folks, I just got off the phone with a couple said representatives in the state of Minnesota here. And I'll tell you what, my dander's getting up because I said at this point, you're endangering the lives of your constituents. And it needs to stop. We'll talk about that more tomorrow if I remember it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.